Well, we're back to the drawing board, and hopefully we can come out with a better start than we did against Vandy. This is a hard group to figure out. We've been in good in practice. I don't think our spirits are broken. I know mine was broken after the game because I was disappointed. And then after watching it, we had some really good shots in the first half, and we didn't score, and they made shots. And you get behind on a Vandy team like we got behind, it's hard to catch up. And we got to have a better start going at LSU because LSU's a dangerous team searching for a win. So.
You said dangerous team, is it? Are they dangerous because they're searching for a win? Because they look like they have more problems?
Yeah, it's a – when you got good players like they got, they've got good talent, teams have been able to jump on them, and because they haven't won, they don't believe they can win. But if you keep it a 6 to 8 point game or they can get up on you in the beginning like Vandy got up on us, they're capable of beating just about anybody in our league, you know. All the coaches believe that because we believe that they got really good talent and that they're just young and they haven't been able to break the funk of losing, you know, because people have jumped on them, you know, and they've had a hard time recovering from that.
When you look back at it, what was there any one or two things that you were most frustrated specifically about from the Vanderbilt game that y'all have to do better?
Well, I thought defensively our game plan, we didn't do a real good job of executing, guarding Cornette. And he hit – and then you watch the tape, he hits an NBA three that Tyler got out on him late. We didn't switch off on him when we were supposed to. So we made 11 points and mistakes in the first 3 minutes. And then we missed shots. I mean, we turned it over once or twice. And then when we handled the double team, we reversed it. JC got a wide open three. Robert had a layup. We just missed shots, and you can't do that. You know, you got to be locked in from the beginning on both ends, or at this level, teams are going to beat you.
What did y'all do right in that first game when y'all beat them by 30 points?
We attacked early. We scored in transition. And we did a really good job in our zone. Our zone gave them a lot of problems.
Is it a little bit of a double-edged sword playing a team for the second time this season? I know location obviously is different too.
Well, with us, no question, you know, because I don't know how we're going to play night in and night out. And we've got to have a better start, especially on the road. You know, you can't get down on the road big early or it's hard to – it's definitely hard to recover. And LSU, like I said, they're really young, but we know they're talented. And, no coach wants to be that first team going in there and them to start making shots. And then they're capable of beating you. And that's what we're facing. So that's what I mean by dangerous. It's a wounded tiger, so to speak. And, you know, either wound them even more or they come out and you don't handle it well.
When you've had a bad start like against Vanderbilt, and a couple other games, do you think of things that you need to maybe change beforehand, or is it just something that's or is that kind of like a starting lineup thing that might change as well?
You know, we're not going to change. I'm not going to say we're not going to change that because we're always looking to improve our starts. But we got to score. You know, we missed some shots in the beginning of the game, and Vandy made those shots and then made some tough shots. So, we got to be good on both ends at the beginning of the game. We haven't been consistent doing that.
Where are you with what you think JC's done since you had him come off the bench?
JC's playing well. You know, he's somebody we'll consider putting him back in the lineup starting. I really think he's played well lately.
And what about Tony? You mentioned him. You kind of brought him out the other night about how he just, you know, until he sees you, it's almost too late in the game for you to win.
Yeah.
That's when he starts playing.
Yeah, and again, we've got a team right now that if we're making shots early, we're tough to beat, you know, and our mindset has to be sometimes that's not going to happen. You got to be able to rely on your defense and be really good if you're not scoring. And that's where we've been inconsistent, you know, because we've had scoring droughts or we've turned it over. And then it puts so much pressure on your defense. Your defense has to be great. And it wasn't great the first 5 minutes against Vanderbilt.
Where does DJ stand? Because he obviously wasn't at his best the other night.
Yeah, I mean, he's been able to practice. So today is the best he's looked. I'm hoping he'll play well. I expect him to play well. He's a good player.
And Robert with his back?
He's better, you know. And coaches won, obviously, when we lose. But that was a tough stretch for us last week. You know, at Ole Miss, at West Virginia, at home against Vandy. We were the only team in the league to play 3 games in whatever, 6, 7, 8 days. So, and right now, we didn't demonstrate that we were tough enough, deep enough, or good enough, or well coached enough, and that's, we got to be better in all those areas. So,